it's in the book. Look, read the verse of Christ. You can possess the best of the best, and yes, if you confess it, it could be yours unless you don't believe. But we got faith and we speak light. I wish that y'all could see our faith, cause I see prosperity, greatness all over you. Just speak it and God will start showing you. Your ministry is built on faith. Your talent's about to be booked for 12 months straight. See, certain levels was unreachable, but if you just speak it, who am I preaching to? I'm not here to rap, I'm just teaching you. The word works, but first you gotta speak it to. Your life, every goal is still achievable. So believe it, receive it, release it right now.
One word away.
You've been stolen.
One word away.
Yeah.
Our life and death.
Put your hands
what
together.
You say. Oh, one word away.
Oh, come on now.
One word away.
I tell you here.
You start possessed.
I've been you.
You will start possessed.
He.
He your success.
All right,
one
Rob,
word
you got
away.
Listen.
I see.
New homes, affordable mortgages. Acres of landlord, I want all of it.
I see.
A new job that doubles my salary. I believe God will make it reality.
I see.
To sow seed and reap the harvest. It's in the word, I'm a blessing regardless.
I see.
A new car, whatever you send to me. But let the gas prices drop tremendously, Lord.
I see.
Let you bless me up on your leash. Give me the strength whenever the enemy comes for me.
And I see.
I will pass this test. This is God's work at its best.
Live Dr. D, I guess. Rook, I think I kind of messed up that intro, my friend. But it is Dr. D, Rook City. I stumbled through that one, man. Live and in color, in colored, as a matter of fact. I'm just off.
What's wrong with you,
just off, Doc. Man. let the word do the work, man. Let the word do the work. How you going, my friend?
I'm great, man. You know, when you play that, man, it gives me a flashback every time I hear it, right?
I play that in honor of you.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that.
I play that honor
every time
you,
I hear it,
when
I'd be
you,
like,
when
yeah.
you, that I have to be honest, that was one of the greatest segments in radio history when Rook City would play Let the Word Do the Work, and then he would follow that immediately with a snippet or a clip of his pastor preaching. I just liked that the segment like that. And it's something I thought I was going to start doing, I just never got around to it. But yeah, that's fine. As a matter of fact, the first time I ever heard that song is when you played it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, enough of that Kumbaya stuff, man. Yesterday's show was bananas. And if you missed yesterday's show, I wanted to encourage you to listen to the podcast off the website, blogtalkradio.com. If you're listening via phone, go on and listen to it. The whole show, I thought, was superb, great commentary. The last 15 to 20 minutes really was juicy. We went over some time. And we're going to continue talking about the South Carolina police officer who was on camera using excessive force and removal of a 16-year-old girl from class, Rook, and we talked about it yesterday. And so today, excuse me, Rook, I'm going to play a clip that tells the whole story. And now, what I want you to pay attention, the first few seconds, a little garbled, I know, but it's muddled through because that's a video playing. But what you'll hear is a live interview with the young man that actually recorded the video. He was in the classroom, and then after he gives his spiel about it, because there was another girl arrested during the incident. We kind of talked about her yesterday. We did not read her comments yesterday. We didn't get a chance to. But you'll hear her and her mother talk about what happened. And then we'll read what the sheriff had to say, because Brian Fields was terminated. He did lose his job behind this. And we'll read the article behind that to hear what he got to say, Rook. But this is about 14 minutes. So I wanted to prep everybody for it. So if you're not fully up on it, you'll hear about it in the sound clip, and then Rook and I will be back. Rook, that good with you?
That's cool with me, Doc.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And you will see offline. Time for a quick power nap. I know. All right. This is Tony Roberts being interviewed by his local television studio. And then Rick and I will be back with live commentary on it. And again, the article will just to follow. So, okay, here we go. Hit video.
Your hand is behind your back. Give me your hands. Give me your hands.
Put you in jail now. to that, I've never seen anything so nasty looking, so sick, to the point where, you know, other students are turning away, you know, don't know what to do, and they're just scared for their lives. That's supposed to be somebody that's going to protect us, you know, not somebody that we need to be scared of or afraid, you know, things like that. So
he is talking about this, the fallout continuing as a video has surfaced across social media that shows a school resource officer at Spring Valley dragging a student out of her desk and arresting her. Good evening now, and thanks for being with us. I'm J.R. Berry.
And I'm Andrea Mocco. Sheriff Leon Lott has called the video disturbing, but he says a disruptive student refused to leave the class and then resisted arrest.
The officer involved is Deputy Ben Fields, and tonight he's on administrative duty, banned from serving as a school resource officer until the investigation into what happened is sorted out.
News 19's Darcy Strickland talked to the student who recorded the incident as it happened. Darcy.
Andrea J.R., thank you. Sitting here now with Tony Robinson. Tony, thank you so much for joining us. You were actually in the classroom.
Yes, ma'am.
You took video yourself of what happened. Start from the beginning. Tell me what happened.
Well, at the beginning of class, I actually thought it was just going to be a normal day. You know, we were going to come in, get to work, and finish off, go to lunch. Well, we were doing an assignment on the computer, and I believe the girl had her phone out. And so our teacher, Mr. Long, came over, you know, asked for the phone. You know, she denied. She said no. Then shortly after that, he threatened to call an administrator. He did. He came. When he came, the administrator tried to get her to move and plead with her to get out of the seat. She still denied. And then because she, you know, she really hadn't done anything wrong. She said that she had took her phone out, but it was only for a quick second, you know, please, you know, really kind of begging, really apologetic on what happened and everything. So next, the administrator called the resource officer, Deputy Fields, in, and when he came in, the first thing he said was he asked my friend to move the desk. And to me, that is a sign of he could already tell what he was about to do, you know, as far as what he was going to, the precaution he was going to take for that student. So after he told him to move the desk, he did. The video shows him shutting the Chromebook, her Chromebook, and putting it on another person's desk. And he asked her again, you know, will you move? And she said, no, I have not done anything wrong. Then he said, I'm gonna treat you fairly. And she said, I don't even know who you are. And I believe you can hear that in the tape. And that is where it started right there. And after that, I've never seen anything so nasty looking, so sick, to the point where, you know, other students are turning away, you know, don't know what to do, and they're just scared for their lives. That's supposed to be somebody that's going to protect us, you know, not somebody that we need to be scared of or afraid, you know, things like that. So it was definitely a scary experience.
This happened about 10:30 this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
So from the moment that Deputy Fields walked into the classroom to the time that you started taking video on your cell phone,
mm-hmm.
How much time expired?
Probably about, as soon as he walked in, probably about 3 minutes. And then when I saw what was going to happen, my immediate first thing, you know, to think is, let me get this on camera. This is going to be something that, you know, not only am I going to be like, wow, did this really happen in my class, but just something that everybody else needs to see. This is something that we can't let this just pass by. You know, that was wrong. And there's no justifiable reason for him as to why he did that to that girl. You know, any way you look at it, it's no justifiable reason. So it was just scary. All of it was just scary. I was scared for my life, and that's just real.
He is your school resource officer. So he's charged with protecting you, and you were in a situation today in class where you felt like...
He was not protecting me at all. I felt like, if anything, if I were to say something, it was a girl. I think they said it was two people were arrested. The other girl actually was the only person who could speak, and she gave everybody else a voice. She was literally saying what we were all thinking. This is wrong, you know, and that was the first thing she said. And afterwards, after he got her, I think he felt it was necessary to arrest the girl who said that this is wrong. And to, in my opinion, that's not right. We're 15, 16-year-old, you know, kids in a high school. How else do you expect us to react to that? So that's my question to him as to not only when you did that, what were you thinking we were going to do afterwards, but how, you know, how did you even let it get to that point where you throwing a girl, you know, across the room, literally by her hair, or, you know, by her clothes. It's not right. It's just not.
The thing that I think stood out to me the most is that she didn't make a sound. Yeah. Even as she was being thrown, in your words, thrown across the room, she didn't make a sound.
Yeah.
Is that just what we're seeing on video, or did that actually happen in the classroom?
No, I noticed that too. I think she was frozen, to be honest. I don't know. Initially, when he first came over there, and after she said, "I don't know who you are," you know, and that's when it began to happen, the physical, you know, contact. But when he first threw her, I never heard anything. So it was either it didn't hurt or I don't know. But all I know is it was crazy. It was crazy.
My final question: how will you look at an SRO after today?
I don't know. Y'all don't understand how scary that was. To see that firsthand, right in front of her. I don't know how. It was painful, and I'm not even the one being, you know, detained. But it was painful to watch. It was painful to see what she was going through all over her cell phone, all over because she wouldn't comply with her cell phone. That's not needed. You know, it's a bunch of options that he could have took to take care of that situation differently. And instead, he chose the wrong one. And now we're here today, you know. So I don't know how I look at one. I'd probably be scared, to be honest.
I'm sorry to hear that. Tony, I appreciate you sharing your story.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, we also spoke with the second student who was arrested at the school this afternoon.
She says she was taken into custody after just standing up for the girl in the classroom, and she was asking what was happening. She also refused to give anybody the video she shot of the incident, except for News 19's Lauren Thomas.
What was your reaction when you saw?
I was crying, like literally screaming, crying like a baby.
18-year-old Naya Kinney was in her math class at Spring Valley High when she saw school resource officer Ben Fields forcibly remove her classmate.
I was in disbelief. I know this girl don't got nobody, and I couldn't believe this was happening. I'd never seen nothing like that in my life. Like, a man used that much force on a little girl, a big man, like 300 pounds, a full muscle. I was like, no way, no way. Like, you can't do that to no little girl. I'm talking about she like 5'6".
Kinney says her classmate was not participating and was asked to leave the room by her teacher. When she refused, an administrator was called asking her to leave. Officer Fields also asked her to leave the classroom. Kinney filmed part of the altercation on her phone of Officer Fields arresting her classmate.
And I was screaming, "What the F? What the F? Is this really happening?" I was praying out loud for the girl, and I couldn't believe it was happening. I was just crying, and he was like, "Well, since you got so much to say, you coming too?" And I was like, "What?" And he, "Would you want some of this?" And just put my hands behind my back.
Her mother, Doris Kinney, was shocked and upset when she saw the video.
My child, and I'm not mad at her, she was brave enough to speak out against what was going on and didn't back down, and it resulted in her being arrested.
Kinney was charged with disturbing school.
But looking at the video, who was really disturbing the school? Was it my daughter, or was it the officer that came into the classroom and did that to the young girl?
In Columbia, Lauren Thomas, News 19, WLTX.
Naya Kinney was arrested and charged with disturbing school.
However, she was released today on a $1,000 bond.
Start it slow. Accelerate.
Let me try, Chance. I'll be around secret.
Let's have a discussion. Let's talk about something. Real talk radio. Ain't no funny. A church with our walls, the hottest talk show. Real talk with the Dr. Davenport. Let's get it poppin'. Music got me hopping. Who you represent? Ain't no stopping. Come on, let's go. I'm in the zone. Can't get enough. Turn it
real
up.
Talk, what's like a diving for?
Real talk.
What's like a diving for?
Real talk.
What's like a diving for?
Monday through Friday from 10 to 12, I'm in the zone.
Real talk.
What's like a diving for?
Real talk.
What's like a diving for?
Real talk.
make you cry. They pretend to tell you no, it's time.
Back live again in the studio. I don't know if you heard me singing the new hook in addition to that, Doc, but Rook, you were, I was saying, in Rook City. But that's neither here nor there, my brother. That was the account of the two of the individuals that was in the class with the young lady. Obviously, they are keeping the lady's name, the young girl's name, confidential because she's a minor. But the young man who recorded the video, the first video, the one that went viral, doing some research, there are now three angles, more than two people. Well, the girl who got slammed, Tony Roberts, who recorded the video that went viral. Naya, the young lady, the 18-year-old who got arrested, she also recorded part of it. And then there was another person recording the incident while in class. So cell phones were aplenty in South Carolina schools, my friend. But, Rook, let me read this to you. You there?
I'm here, Doc.
All right. I pulled this off the ABC News website early this morning. It says school resource officer at a South Carolina high school was filmed tossing a teen from her desk and dragging her during an arrest has been fired, officials announced today. That officer, identified by Richland County Sheriff's Office as Ben Fields, was initially put on unpaid leave after the video surfaced this week. The officer's lawyer, Scott Hayes, said that his client was justified in his actions and that he acted professionally, quote unquote. Quote, we believe that Mr. Fields' actions were justified and lawful throughout the circumstances of which he was confronted during this incident, end quote. Hayes said in a statement, to that extent, we believe that Mr. Fields' actions were carried out professionally and he was performing the job duties within the legal threshold. Today's announcement comes after Chef Leon Locke said on Tuesday that an internal investigation will determine whether Fields will be fired. He said that the internal investigation determined that he was not wrong to try and remove the student from the classroom after being asked to do so from the teacher and the school administrator. But the problem came in how he attempted to do that. Quote, I do not feel that proper procedures were followed at this point, Locke said today of how Fields tried to remove the student. Locke noted that Fields was in his right to, quote unquote, put his hands on her, but it was how he tried to remove her after that, Locke said, that his procedures continued to upset me when I saw the video. That is not a proper technique and should not be used as law enforcement, Locke said during today's news conference. The Sheriff's Department Internal Investigation Unit reported to Locke that Fields did not follow proper procedures, and there is a criminal investigation underway by the FBI. The female student's attorney told ABC News today that she suffered injuries to her head, arm, neck, and back during the incident. I bet she did. Locke said that the student does hold some responsibility for what happened in the Columbia classroom on Monday, but what she did doesn't justify what our deputy did, end quote. That's from the sheriff. But the teacher and the school administrator who were in the classroom, as well as one of the students who filmed the altercation, were interviewed by the police and said that they believe Fields acted appropriately and that he didn't use excessive force and he did what was necessary, Locke said. The sheriff has said that the students in the class, the teacher in the class, and the administrator on the scene all said that Fields, quote unquote, acted appropriately, Rook, and that he didn't use excessive force and he did what was necessary. Back to the article. Fields had received complaints in the past, some of which were sustained, Locke said, but none had ever come from the school district. He's tried to do his job, Locke said to Fields. It happened very quickly. His actions were something that if he probably had to do over again, he probably would have done it differently. The attorney representing Fields released a statement later this afternoon noting that Fields would not make a direct statement to the end of the federal investigation. Here's a quote from the lawyer. We believe that Mr. Fields' actions were justified and lawful throughout the circumstances of which he was confronted during this incident, as Lawyer Scott said. To that extent, we believe that Mr. Fields' actions were carried out professionally and that he was performing his job duties within the legal threshold. So, Rook, Fields gets fired. And in a separate interview, I tried to get the clip for us that we could hear it. The sheriff said, again, I read the quote, that Fields was in his right to put his hands on the girl, slipping her out the desk. And I'm trying to get it up now for the end of the show. Slipping her out the desk and things was fine. The investigation determined, watch this, that Fields only became out of order when he slid the girl across the room. When he threw her across the room, that's when he violated procedure. Putting her in a rear-naked choke, a verge of the rear-naked choke, and flipping her over, that was not violation because he had to remove her. But when she flipped over, what happened was when she flipped over, he took his hands off of her because she was in momentum, okay? And then he put his hands back on her and dragged her across the room. When the police officer takes their hands off of you, it's called losing control of the suspect, which can cause danger to nearby people, themselves, or the officer. And that's a violation. Once the cop puts his hands on you, or he or she put their hands on you, they're to maintain control of you until they cuff you, until they know that you're no longer a threat, a clear present threat. So that is what got him fired. He took his hands off of her and then continued the assault by dragging her, tossing her across the floor. 516-387-1299 is the call-in number. You may call in and give your thoughts on this, Rook. I know that we kind of chewed it up on yesterday, my friend. Has your opinion of this matter changed at all?
Well, Doc, I'll be honest with you. After listening to the kids, well, these kids were 18, so I kind of like call them grown.
Mm-hmm.
But all that being scared for their life and everything else that they were saying, Doc, I feel like that was like overrated, Doc. Because you didn't do nothing wrong, then what you worried about? It ain't like he was in there shooting at her and you could have got hit by a bullet. He was handling her.
Yeah.
If you stayed out the way, you were safe. What's the problem? And then it's like they said they never seen nothing like that before. You never seen a fight? This is high school. This is 18 years old, so I'm quite sure you done seen a plethora of fights. You've never seen nothing like that before in your life? This is overrated, Doc.
Man, that's an excellent point. And if you see the video, when it's happened, the kids in the classroom are unfazed, except for Nye, who kind of jumps up and she gets arrested too. But, you know, there's normally some ooh, ooh, ah, or dang, or, you know, let her go or something. Them kids kind of sit there like they're all on drugs. That they're adult, not they're all on drugs, I'm not calling them drug addicts, but like they were doped up. You know, there was no outburst. There was no calamity. When she got thrown backwards in her chair, she actually hit the student behind her, and he didn't even move. It was almost like it was unreal. So I know shock sometimes can do that, but I agree with you. I'm really hard-pressed to believe that this is something that was just so brand new to them that it just, I mean, it's South Carolina for crying out loud. You know, it's not like it's.
And then they give me, Doc, when they say he came in and he removed the desk, then he removed the laptop. What did you think was next? A conversation?
Yeah. Right. And that's what Tony Roberts, the guy who recorded, he said that's when he pulled out his phone. He said because he knew what time, his words were, I knew what time it was, but he said he knew something was going to happen, and that basically what he said was he knew there's something people want to see. And I can read between the lines. I read Greek pretty well. And, Doc, he knew this is going to be a world star event. He knew it. We talked about that yesterday. That's why he recorded it.
What was she thinking? What did she expect to happen? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, dude's removing the desk by you. He'd removed your laptop. What did you think was his next action? You're not listening to nobody in the school, apparently. I'm not condoning his actions, but I'm just trying to figure out what was her mind state. I'd have really put out my phone in because I'd have been calling for some help.
I
Something's about to jump off. I need help.
It's not funny, but you meant that to be funny. That's why I'm calling it out. You know, do you think that maybe that she was so needing for fame that she knew what was going to happen and that she wanted the attention? Because Naya said, in an interview, listen to what Naya said. Naya said, that's the 18-year-old one that got arrested. She said that I knew she didn't have anybody. And we're going to go to the calls in about 45 seconds. But she said, I knew she didn't have anybody. I don't know. You think, and because here's the reality, if you work in schools, you got children. You ever work with children. Anybody, children other than your own, because a lot of times we can be blinded by our own kids' behavior. Children, kids from 2 to 22 can and will act out just for attention. You know, and I've seen it time, and I'm sure a lot of you have as well. I wonder if this was just an attention ploy because, I mean, teacher act for the phone. It's just too many things. Rook, 516-387-1299. Call in and give us your opinion. Rook, we're going to go from a two-man power trip, I guess, to a triple threat. 2 days in a row, back on the road again, our main man, Dr. T from Miami. Oh, you know what? And I just lost him.
Hey, Doc, I got one to say.
But,
I got one for you, though, Doc. How was her buying $1,000 and she ain't do nothing wrong?
Well, she had to do something wrong to get arrested.
Saying, what the F? What the F?
Well, the video shows her kind of walking up on the scene.
She didn't try to jump on the officer for jumping on a girl. She just was vocal. You got the freedom of speech, so she didn't do nothing.
Yeah, that's good.
You see what I'm saying?
Point.
So I'm like, $1,000?
That's a good point. Well, she would have paid
$100. You get pulled over for a driving violation and get arrested for not having a license. It's like $500. So how do you get $1,000 by? Figure it out, Doc.
$1,000?
And apparently the girl had somebody. She got an attorney. Those don't come free.
Yeah, her mom got her. Well, you know, Doc, folks hear about these cases, and lawyers will do this stuff pro bono just for the publicity. You know, they're going to make national news. They'll come on and do it for free. Dr. Thomas, you're live. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bishop. How you doing, Rook City?
What's going on, T?
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to have to hurry up. I'll be able to listen, but I won't be able to talk. So right now, since I got y'all, apparently I just got some information on the girl that was thrown across the classroom. Her mother had recently passed. So
you
now
get that Facebook. I saw that.
Yeah. So I don't know how true it is, but let's say it's true. She recently passed. She's in a new environment. She just got out of a foster home into a new one, whatever the case may be, a new school. So the girl could be grieving and depressed and no press. You know, even with all that said, and I sympathize with kids who is young, who do their parents, you still can't do what you want to do when you want to do it, when you have rules. That's just bottom line. I understand she grieving, new environment, just lost her mom, probably don't know how to handle it. But you know the rules, and you have common sense, and you just can't do what you want to do. And that's my whole take on it.
Yeah.
I don't know how true it is, but it is what it is.
For those who don't understand, Dr. Thomas is referencing some of that kind of populated on social media and on Facebook yesterday, or a friend of this young lady, the one that was tossed across the room, kind of went out on social media and began to tell people the backstory that the young lady may have been depressed or going through because she just lost her mom. I have not been able to confirm that yet, but it is a Facebook post that's been copied and shared That's how things go viral. We know that. That's true. That would give some insight into the mentality of just sitting there. But that's interesting. And then that goes back to my question, Dr. T.
Are
you talking to us? Okay. That goes back to my question about maybe this was for attention. And Rook, you know, we beat that drum yesterday. Dr. Thomas, your mic's still live. We beat that drum yesterday. But I want to know what people got to think, what people want to think now that the police have interviewed the teacher, interviewed the administrator, and interviewed different classmates who all said that Officer Slam, and that's his nickname out of South Carolina, Officer Slam acted appropriately. He acted appropriately. And if you listen to, and I want to cue it up without playing the whole thing again. If you're just joining us, we're still talking about the South Carolina police officer that was, now fired. We read the article from ABC News. He was fired for violation of protocol and procedure. So Brian Fields has been terminated from the South Carolina Police Department as a resource officer. Okay, and we aired clips of an interview with Tony Roberts Jr., the young man that filmed the video that's gone viral, what he had to say about it. And then we also heard from an interview by Naya Williams, the young lady who also got arrested on the same day. But, Rook, if you heard what Tony said that she pulled her phone out. The teacher asked for the phone. She refused. She asked her to get out. She refused. The teacher told her, I'm going to call the administrator. The administrator comes, asks her to leave, and she refuses, you know. And that's what Dr. Thomas was talking about, what you can't do anything you want to do. And Rook, to your point, and I know it sounds that nobody's justifying with this big grown man. And if his name is Officer Slam, he got a reputation for slamming boogers. Okay? And here's the thing. Let me say this, Rook, because I know you're going to go with this. And then you're going to go. He got his name for slamming folks. Okay? Whether or not the nickname is good or not, he got one. And at this point, it ain't got him in trouble yet. If you know Officer Slam is coming and you know what he's going to do, come on. Officer Slam is not coming to play rock, paper, scissors. Officer Slam is coming to slam you. I mean, that's just the reality of it. And again, it's not okay that this man abused, but I wanted to get it on the air. I really did. I wanted us to hear from the sheriff directly. The sheriff said that Officer Fields had every right, was within his professional right to put, quote unquote, and I'm quoting directly, put his hands on her. So putting his hands on her was not wrong. How he did it was the issue. Because once he slammed it, now here's the thing, Rook. According to the way it's written, if he did not want to get fired, after he slammed her, if he never took his hands off of her and dragged her across the floor and then turned her over and put her in handcuffs, he'd have been fine. But because he momentarily took his hands off of her, it made it excessive. If it had been, let me clean it up again. If he had did it in one sweeping, clean motion, he would have been fine. But because he took his hands off of her and subsequently pushed them back on her again, that made it excessive. That's why he got fired. My point is, it is so crazy how it's so crazy how close you to watch these words, how things are written, how things are said, intricately done. That's as close as I'm gonna get to it, Rook City. how things are done, you know, and we don't know fully what we can do and we can't do. And I just want to point that out. I can play the clip, but it won't be as clear as I would like it. So I'm gonna let that go for now. 516-387-1299. The question is, how would you feel if it was your kid? Because look, I got another angle on this thing. I really do. But I want to hit the callers. 516-387-1299. Yesterday, the sentiment seemed to be, which we all agreed to, that the officer was out of line. He did too much. Fine. my point was continually. My point continued to be, well, how long was he supposed to let? Well, how long was he supposed to let that go on? Teacher, administrator. Now he's the final straw. He's the police officer on the scene. He's the one assigned to that beat, if you will. I mean, people say he acted too quickly. How long was supposed to let it go on? Going to Detroit, the last four digits of your call number are 5429. Good morning. You're now live on the air at Rook City, Dr. D. Who's this?
This is Pastor Kim Murphy.
Aha, Pastor Murphy. Good morning.
How you doing? Good morning.
Doing well.
To the comments that was made, I just take it back to that incident with the police officer and the young lady. It just goes to show you how much society has changed. When we was allowed to discipline our children wouldn't be so unruly. But because the young lady was going through such distort or whatever, whatnot. Now, I do say that the officer did it a little rough, but the girl was completely out of control because the teacher had no control in the classroom. She was very disruptive, and all she had to do was follow the officer. So when he moved everything, I don't think he should have lost his job, because how is it on one hand he's doing his job and then on another hand he's using excessive force?
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I tell you, you know, we should be able to talk to our children for our children to know the difference between right and wrong. And in this case, I believe that a man has lost his job and his ability to provide for his family because they called him in for him to remove her. But yet he's the one fired. You get it? They called him in for him to remove her. Now, security guards and police officers are there to use force. They are there to use force. When anybody get out of control, they are there to use force. But the difference is, in this case, he's white. The police officer, I had been black, wouldn't have been said, because he would have been in every right doing his job because she was out of order in the classroom. Now, I don't think that he should have used so much force that caused her injuries.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But I just tell people, you know, I got four sons. I know how kids can get unruly. But if that child is being taught right in the home, they know when the authority figure come in not to do all of that. Because when he asked her to stand, you don't have no choice. It's just like we get pulled over by the police officer and they ask us to get out the car. And we said, I ain't getting out the car. What do we think going to happen to us? So that's just my take on it. My first time calling in, Bishop, and thank you for the time. I just, you know, I was listening in and I just was like, wow, you know, I'd be amazed at the different things that's been happening. We discipline our children and we give them maybe a week. You know, when the system discipline our children, they get them 5 to 20 years.
That's true. That's true.
So
that's true. Well,
I blame it on them always having it in the thing where we are not able to discipline our children the way that they need to be disciplined. And then they say, if we touch our children or put our hands on them, they'll say, you're abusive. Or you neglect them, and they'll take your children from you. But if you let them, because it's basically letting them grow up like how they want to do, they do whatever they want to do, say whatever they want to say, and there is nothing you can do about it. But then when an incident come up like this, they want to find you, because in the fact that he said that her bond was $1,000, and I think the mom had to pay $100 for it, but guess who had to pay it? The parent, not the child.
Yeah. That is a great point, Pastor Murphy. Thank you so much for your commentary. Rook, I don't know if you want to respond or anything, or did you, should I say?
No, I'm going to let it go.
You're going to let it go? What are you going to let go, Doc?
Because it's like, Doc, what was he supposed to do, Doc? Just carry the whole chair up out of the classroom? Because they say she was 5'6". She's a little girl. So since he can lift her in the chair and slam both of them, what was he supposed to do? Just lift the whole desk up and just, like, walk him out the room? I don't know what he was left to do.
Yeah. So you're agreeing that. Okay. Okay.
But it kind of go back to the Sandra Bland and me, Doc. When she was in the car and he said, put out your cigarette, she was defiant. It's like when you're defiant, there's consequences that come behind it. Once the person that's an authority tell you to do something and you don't do it, it's a consequence. Whether it's where you wanted to be or it's over or whatnot, something's going to happen. And like I say, he's moving desks and laptops. You pretty much know where this is about to go. So if you don't want somebody to put their hands on you, you don't want to be touched, then comply. You can grandstand for a little while, but once you see situations is about to change and you're about to be in a losing situation, it's time to bow down, Doc. You lost this battle. You had your moment to shine. You made your point that you didn't want to listen to the teacher and the principal, but when authority came in, you don't have a choice no more.
Yeah.
They didn't call the police on you now. They called the police on you.
Yeah, amen. I appreciate that. I got a comment on that end as well. We're going to go to the 484 area code, 484 area code. The last four digits of your number are 6185. You're now live on the air with Dr. D. Rook City. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tasha. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm actually, like, really just kind of bothered how everybody tried to justify what he did to a child. He's a grown man. What he did to her, it was excessive force. It could have been different methods to get her out of that chair than flipping her over like that and dragging her like she's a rag doll. I don't understand how especially black men and women can actually justify that. That's like justifying, you know, innocent people being shot down by police all the time. A lot of people talk about, you know, it goes back to upbringing. I agree with that to a certain extent. Parents do have a certain level of responsibility, but from what I've seen in the news, she had just lost her mom, and she wasn't hurting nobody. She wasn't yelling. She wasn't acting irate. You know, why did, you know, she wasn't being, kids always have their cell phone. Every teenager always has their cell phone. I get that they have to respect rules, but was it necessary to call the cop? And if he came and she wasn't trying to get up, maybe another person could have got involved and physically pulled her out. He did not have to flip her over like that and drag her. And it bothers me that people don't see that as being a problem.
Okay, my caller from Philadelphia. So if he wasn't supposed to, you know, handle that the way he did, give me an example of what else he could have done.
I say he could have called another officer. They could have physically tried to remove her. He didn't have to flip her over and drag her. That's excessive force. She's a child. She's not
like
adult.
A child because she's in school, but she's literally 18 years old. She's acting like an adult. 17, 18,
at the end of the day, she's in school, so to me, she's still a child. She wasn't violent. She wasn't a threat to nobody. This is all over a cell phone. You know how many kids have their cell phones in school and don't put them away? Not saying that they should not be respectful and respect the rules and regulations of the school, but was it necessary to go to that magnitude?
Okay.
And let's keep in mind, I was born and raised in South Carolina.
I don't think that just like on yesterday's show, I don't think I've heard anyone justify. I think we all unanimously agreed that what Fields did was excessive. There's no getting around that. He was terminated because what his actions showed were excessive. But I don't know if we aren't. I don't know if we're really being fair. The problem I have with this situation. And you brought up a great point. You made a couple of great points. Is that I have a problem with when we can say, well, her wrong is okay because his wrong is bigger. That's a matter of perspective. There's no universal in that. There's no standard. There's no constant in that. Because behavior has an effect on everyone around. And again, what he did was wrong. He got terminated for it. He said, I agreed. If there was another officer on the scene, maybe two officers could have came and picked her up together and carried her out without hurting her, using a crisis prevention intervention, maybe de-escalation. All that thing, all of those things, we can argue. But let's keep in mind, according to the report, the interviews and the articles, there was a teacher, there was classmates. The teacher got the vice principal. Unsuccessful. This is a Fields was the third person in. Now, again, before he even walks into the class, before Fields even arrives on the scene, there's a level of disobedience and refusal to comply that this young lady, for whatever reason, is demonstrating. I think we can overlook that. And if you're a parent, let me send it to you like this. The teacher is asking this young lady to, you know, comply, leave the class or whatever, which I'm pretty sure he wouldn't ask her to leave the class if she put the phone up. So once the teacher starts to deal with the young lady, your child and my child, who's also in the classroom, their education stops. So our kids have to stop and wait for this teacher to get this one student in line.
I'm not saying that she should not have been compliant. But at the end of the day, we're dealing with kids that are in school. It did not justify how he handled her. And at the end of the day, I mean, you don't know it didn't warrant that type of consequence that she got. And then she got a bell. The girl just lost her mom. You know, why did the teacher, I've never heard anything about the principal being involved. Even if she contacted the principal or the counselor, I don't know if she asked the young lady to leave. But if she was not making no noise and she got her cell phone, she could have kept teaching, wrote her up, suspend her, or did what she needed to do.
Well, it was a male teacher, and he did do that. He followed the procedures. When he could handle her, he called for the vice principal. Okay? Now, keep in mind, and I don't know if you tuned in late, but we actually aired on our show today the interview that Tony Roberts Jr., that's the one that actually recorded the video, the 40-second video that's all over social media. His interview we aired, and Naya, the 18-year-old who actually stood up in defense of the young lady who got arrested and had a 18-year-old who got arrested by Fields who had a $1,000 bond. And that same article and the same interview, it was reported because the South Carolina Police Department interviewed the teacher, interviewed students, and interviewed the vice principal, and all of them said that Fields acted accordingly. All of them that were there said he acted accordingly. Now, from the 40-second video, I agree with you 110%.
I'm not surprised the staff would say that, and I did listen to part of the interview. To me, the guy that was talking, the words they were using sound like he was already – you know, prep. And then not only that, I saw the video, and to me, I think that is something that's common that is happening in that school because no kids flinch or anything. And from what I saw in the news, if he already had accusations of being excessive and abusive towards kids, he should have been removed from the gate.
But I want to say to you that we're not in disagreement on Fields being excessive. No one's saying that what he did was okay. I'm not saying that. But my sister, here's my issue. I say this all the time. The media is painting a picture that if we're not careful, we'll lose. Because what's being promoted is this: fight against the police, no matter what. Fight against authority, no matter what. And not only is that not right religiously, morally, but we're not in a position strategically to do that. Because, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. As Rook was saying, you comply. If you felt you did nothing wrong, there's a process that you go through after that. You know, we want to be defiant we want to be defiant because police officers are killing people, innocent people. That's happening. Folks are being shot for no reason. People are being killed in jail for no reason. That thing is happening. That's real. That's real life. But because we know that these things are happening, don't we have to be smarter? because we will rally and we will march, but we will not vote.
I agree that we have to
we will not put candidates in office.
We should not be brutalized as well.
I agree, but what I'm saying is not wanting to be brutalized is one thing. Putting ourselves in a position that we're not brutalized is something different. That's what I'm saying. No, we shouldn't have to take it. It shouldn't be happening to us. It shouldn't be happening to anybody. But, as I was saying, we will march, but we won't vote. We won't go through the necessary things to put the people who have our best interests at heart, who care for our children, we won't put them on our school board. We won't elect them to city council. We won't put them in office as mayor. We won't do those things that have a greater chance of securing our future and our children's future. And so what happens, in lieu of that, we have the we want to be defiant on the side of the road when there are no cameras, no witnesses, you know. And we're fighting incorrectly. That's all I'm trying to say. We're fighting incorrectly. We're fighting in a way that we can't help but lose because we're not on the same as an unfair game is what I'm saying. It's imbalanced.
Right.
You know, that's all I'm saying. Yes, he was wrong. Absolutely. Absolutely. And as I said yesterday, had it my daughter, we had some problems. But on the same token, my daughter should have been smarter than that. You handle certain things a certain way. My kids got fights. And some fights, they ain't spoiled to fight. My kids got some fight that's designated for me. It's for my weight class, not theirs. And we got to teach that to our young one. That's all I'm saying. That's really my meat and potatoes, you know, really. There are different weight classes for a reason. A lightweight don't get in the ring with a heavyweight for a reason. The heavyweight has an advantage of normally reach, weight, and all of that. That's all. But I agree with you. I agree with you, and I hear your heart and hear your passion. I thank you for your perspective because you said you were raised in South Carolina, you know. And again, as I always say, that's why we do these shows, because there's always opinion that people have, and they're valid from different perspectives, you know. And no, I don't want to come off as Rook City myself or any callers are justifying his actions. We all have agreed that was just bad to watch. So you can imagine how much I felt to her. Now she has neck injuries, hand injury, arm is hurt, all these injuries because this guy, Officer Slam, Deputy Slam, did what he did. But if she had fought better, she wouldn't have been in this situation. And I don't blame her. I blame us. I blame us. Because we're not teaching strategy.
But if she just lost her mom, like, why couldn't the teacher just have a little sympathy for her? Maybe she's going through something. Like, where's the compassion? If she just lost her mother recently, maybe she's going through something. Maybe she should have called the counselor or just ignored her and maybe try to talk to her later. I don't know how the teacher talked to her. I don't know what she said to that girl to make her say, I'm not putting my phone away. She could have said it in a very rude, nasty way. A lot of these teachers, and don't get me wrong, some of these teachers talk to our children like they're nothing. A lot of these teachers that are teaching our children, and they spend most of their days there, they don't even know how to deal with our kids. Teachers are not the same back when we were raised, because you got kids that's dealing with so much different situations coming from home, and sometimes school is a refuge for them. And then I hear a lot of people say, it's the parents' fault, it's the parents' fault. Well, some kids coming through messed up situations, and it's not their fault.
That's true. That's very true. But at the end of the day, isn't that true for all of us? When you get up every morning, you become a productive part of society, you got stuff you're going through. You got bills you got to pay. You know, we have to learn and we get stronger. And that's not to minimize, because like as Thomas from Miami called in, I saw it on Facebook where someone said that the young lady lost her mother. And I know from experience that's a traumatic event. But you got to live. You know, and here's the thing. This wasn't a situation where, even with the phone, it wasn't a situation where it was an accident. She made a choice to break a rule for whatever reason. She could have been getting a text message from her cousin encouraging her. You get what I'm saying? Somebody might have been thinking about it and reached out to her and she wanted to see who it was because she's lonely or she's disenfranchised. But she made a choice. And so the teacher says, put the phone away. Not, hey, get out, and not, you know, well, we don't know. No one reported, none of the kids reported that the teacher said anything out the way to her. All the reports that we've read and that's out there right now say that the teacher asked her to put the phone away. She refused, and then the teacher, he asked her to get out, and she wouldn't, you know. And it's sad because there's another show, because our women, especially women of color, they get overlooked for something like depression, you know. They want a black, a Latino, or especially are quiet and they stand off. They don't get qualified for maybe being depressed, you know. And they've been told you're strong. That means just deal with it. And I can admit, I've known that and I see that. And that could have been some play here. But at the end of the day, she made a choice. She did not deserve to get flipped on her head. No, she did not. She did not deserve that. But your child and my child and Rook City's child didn't deserve to have 20, 30, 40 minutes of their classroom time interrupted because the young lady wouldn't get out of the chair either. That's not fair either. You know. But I thank you for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. I really do. I really do. Rook, Rook, I know you wanted to get in, but we over time again. But Rook, go ahead, man, have your final remarks and then do what you do.
Well, I'm not going to justify, like I said, the officer was wrong, but I also feel the young lady was wrong as well. So two wrongs don't make a right.
That's true.
Neither here or there. We got to learn to make better decisions in our lives, man, period. We got to sit here. We got to teach somebody, because it wasn't made clear whether the teacher knew her mother passed or not. That might have been something that just happened and it hadn't got told to the school or, you know, we don't know that. But and I guess it'll come out.
No, we don't know.
But
yeah, we don't know.
It's a Thursday, it's the last show of the week, so you won't hear me tomorrow. So everybody catch up with God on Sunday. Be blessed, be safe, and catch us live with Dr. D Monday morning. Until then, I'm out, y'all.
Let's let you know, if you're a person of faith, we definitely can keep them listening. I'm asking all of us to keep them in prayer because prayer changes things, and if that young lady did lose her parent, her mother, and we don't know her family situation, she definitely needs prayer. I say she needs prayer anyway because it takes some decision making to not get up out your chair, and you know you're wrong, you know. But she didn't deserve to be flipped on her head. We've said that was lunacy. But listen, thanks, Rook. Thank you all the callers. Thank you so much for listening and participating with us this morning. Rook, I think we try to do a good job to make sure all points are heard on our show because as the last 2 days proved, we're not going to always agree. And if you listen to this show enough, you know that Dr. Thomas and Rook and I, we disagree all the time. That's the spice of life. Thank God for us. Listen, pray for us as we go into our new worship facility on Sunday morning. And so we're looking forward to that. You ain't got to know the name of the church yet, but just thank God for progress. Amen. God bless your heart. And with that being said, God bless you. Godspeed is our prayer. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you back Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern.